Be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our God, our rock, and our redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Jesus, we get the grumpy Jesus. In fact, he calls Peter, his best friend, a name worse than he called that woman last week. He says, "Get behind me, Satan." He's telling his best friend, "You're no different than my arch enemy. You're no different than the one who wants to bring down the kingdom of God." And then he tells Peter why.
risen from the dead. We've seen the Spirit come at Pentecost.
All of
the
2,000 years of history, all of the beautiful buildings, art,
music, all of this.
We know Jesus was in the Messiah.
Or do we? How do you look at Jesus? How do you look at God's mission? Are you any different than Peter? See, because Peter called Jesus the Messiah because he saw in Jesus the one who had the possibility. He's the one who has the potential to throw off the yoke of the Romans. Remember our gospel story. What did they call Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday? They laid their cloaks on the ground and they said, "Hosanna, Son of David." David. David, who was a great king over all Israel, who united the kingdom and created a great empire. They were the golden days. Those were the days that people in that generation would be saying, "Oh, back in the good old days, back in the golden years, where everything was perfect, David was the great king, we were a force to be reckoned with." That's what Peter was saying when he called Jesus Messiah. He was looking for an earthly king. And that's why Jesus called him Satan. Because it was exactly wrong. And Jesus tells Peter why. Because you are thinking the way the world thinks. You want earthly power. You want earthly riches. You want earthly esteem. You want all of the things that all of the people on the earth want. And you want them for yourself, so you're no different than anyone else. Yet if you call me Messiah, you haven't got it. You haven't got a clue. I don't want to be here. At least not this. When you go to Jesus, and Jesus asks you that question, "Who do you say that I am?" "You're my Savior." "Father, what is it I'm saving you from?" Are you looking for a comfortable life? Are you looking for a life free from suffering? Are you looking for a life free from sickness and illness and disease? Are you looking for a life that does not demand anything because of your faith? Are you looking for a life that says, "Oh, the church is important, therefore the church should have everything to say about anything in the world"? Are you looking for a life that says, "Our way is the way"? If you are, welcome to Peter's world. Because that's exactly the way Peter was thinking. And if that's what we're doing, then we are thinking, as Jesus says, in the ways of the world, not the ways of God. Think about it for a moment. How important do we think we really are? How many times in our lives, whether it is at home, school, at work, even here in church, the way I know is the way we should do it. Because I am the king of the universe. Well, we probably wouldn't say that about ourselves. We're too humble. But in our humility, sometimes we say it louder than if we actually admit that that's what's going on. That's the way the world thinks. Every bit of it. How does God think? Let me give you come across in the last week of the surface of Pluto. How many of you have seen that? Even just on TV for a moment, they'll show a little sign of some of the pictures they're taking. You know when the spacecraft got there? It was in July. What's it? September? Some of those pictures are just getting here. When I heard a statistic that said only less than 10% of the data that was gathered by that spacecraft as it flew past Pluto, only 10% of it's come back. It's going to take over a year for it to get here. Now, that's a planet in our own solar system. It is 3, think of it, billion miles away. Hard for us to think about when we say, well, I can't go to Atlantis. That's too far away. Ready? No, that's too far away for me. No, I can't. Think of it, 3 billion miles away. It's going to take a year for data to go through the airwaves, through the space waves, whatever, however it gets here, radio waves. It's all going to take a year for it all to come back, and then we're going to process it so that we can finally look at it. And that's one little tiny bit of our universe. That's one tiny bit of one solar system. Of how many hundreds and thousands of solar systems are in our galaxy, and how many thousands upon thousands of galaxies exist in our universe that we even can know. And who created that? God. Do you think on that scale? Is that the way you think every day? In such a vast universe? Or are you like the rest of us, where my universe pretty much ends at my kitchen table? Or at least at the front door? Or maybe at the city line? Possibly live on that scale. It would blow my mind. I think my head would explode. I have to think of everything on that scale. I love it. But Jesus is saying that's the way you gotta think. You gotta start thinking that way. And when you start thinking that Jesus calls out to us this Sunday, if you will be my disciple, you must come and you must follow me. You must take up your cross and follow me. We cannot think the ways of the world anymore. Sometimes they begin to us without our knowing. And so we need these times from time to time just to sort of remind us, to get us off the dive. For nothing that you see here in all of its beauty and splendor, what we have received as a legacy.